Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half. And God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
Team of prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Brother Rayshon Spain?
God bless you, Brother Rayshon Spain. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's much power around you. God says that he's pushing you forward. God says that there's a leader in you. God says, leader, come forward. For God says that he's going to use you in a mighty, mighty way. And I'm hearing God says that he's working on the family circuit. But God says that there's restoration there. God says that there's much that you're going to identify with. So God says for you to get ready, man of God, because God says that he's pushing you forward. There's much that you're going to see and much that you're going to do. God says that there's a greater work for you ahead, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Spain, but I heard Minister Spain. God God says that this would be like a generational thing. There's some pastors in your family, go down through the lineage in your past. There's two and three every other generation. God says this generation, he chose you. God says that he wants you to obey his word and to walk in his light and his truth. God says as you do that, you will break generational curses that have been lingering throughout the family for quite some time that you've even talked to him about. Why is this? How to stop that? God said he's going to give you the answers that you need. God says that he wants you to obey him. He wants you to decrease yourself and increase more in the spirit. And your answers shall be there. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Rayshon. I just hear God saying there's a fire shut up in your bones. There's a compassion that is within you for the people. I see the youth, young men that you're going to begin to minister to. And I hear God saying the prophet in you, Prophet Rayshon, come forth. There's a pastoral anointing on you as well. Even, yea, apostolic. God says you're going to begin to build churches and build within the community. God said this is the time and the season you're going to be preparing yourself for the calling that is upon your life. And you shall go forth as a lion within the tribe of Judah. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I so agree with the prophets that have spoken. For I heard Father God say, let go and let God. I hear Father God saying, this is the season of mastery and you've been called to the mysteries. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors have been opened. Don't look back. Father God said, man of God, this is the season to accept responsibility and accountability. For Father God says, move boldly in this season. So that I see the lion just roaring and roaring up in you. So Father God says, bold new beginning. And I hear Father God says, there's a misunderstanding with family. I just hear Father God saying, clear any misunderstandings with family up. And that's the word of the Lord. He's going to bring peace and harmony. I hear Father God saying peace and harmony in the home. And that's the word of the Lord. Jesus, you're called to mysteries, man of God. You are definitely called to the mysteries of God.